shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Does the Bible sometimes seem complicated to you? Well, to help you get a proper perspective, we invite you to join us on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee each weekday on the station as we go through the Bible in 5 years. Dr. McGee teaches the Bible in an easy-to-understand way, and you'll appreciate his simple, down-to-earth, and yet profound Bible teaching right here on the station.
Join Dr. McGee and the Bible Bus at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Meyers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
And one of the things we need to realize is that every spiritual experience that you and I have ever had, God did not intend for that to sustain us for life. He's called us to walk in faith every day, believing Him for the promise. Every spiritual experience in our life was meant to be renewed. We have to have it renewed in our mind. That's why we don't conform to the world. We're transformed by the renewing of our mind. There's a place of renewal. You can't live on yesterday's bread. You can't live on the revival where you got goosebumps and fell on the floor and cried for a half hour and got right with your daddy. Make that last you a lifetime. No, you got to keep walking in this thing by faith every day. Keep trusting God every day. The inheritance of God comes to our life by continual renewals. Hallelujah. You believe that this morning? Because you know what happens if you don't get a renewal? You know what happens in church? People plateau. They come to church 3 months, they're all excited. Oh, God, you changed my life. 3 months later, wish you would hurry up. Man, he's long-winded. We ain't got no fire left in us, no passion, we think we've arrived. No, you got to constantly renew every day. Listen, when you plateau, you stagnate. You die. Stagnation is an eroding process. It eats away at you. It destroys hope. It's a faith killer. It grows doubt in your mind. Come on, help me somebody. It erodes joy. It erodes peace. Nothing in your life will remain the same. And listen to me this morning. If you ain't moving forward, then you're stagnating. You're just like a car stuck in the mud, spinning your wheels in the mud. You're just stagnating. You're not going nowhere. You got all the horsepower. You got all the speed. You got everything you need, but you're not going nowhere. Pastor, that sounds like my life this morning. Come on, amen. He said in Jeremiah 2, he said this to Israel. He said, I planted you to be a choice vine. How in the world did you become a bramble bush? God designed you, made you beautiful, made you in his image, gave you a spirit, a soul, and a body. He said, I made you a choice vine. How did you become so full of thorns and weeds? How did you grow so wild and unruly and out of control? In other words, I planted you in this world with something that was wonderful, that had great potential, but now years later, you're just a weedy, thorny bush with no potential. Because somehow you didn't reach for the capacity that I put on the inside of you. I'm at the point in my life where I just can't be contaminated with what's going on in the culture today. Somebody said, well, you ought to be happy with what's going on in the ministry, Pastor. I mean, you got kids, you got buses, you got, when you drive by, it looks great. You got people coming to two services. Now, you ought to just be happy. Well, I am happy, and I am blessed, and I'm grateful, and I'm thankful, but I'm not content to stay where we are. I want to keep moving forward. I want to keep pushing. I want to keep going into the destiny that God has for this house. There's a holy dissatisfaction on the inside of me that says, I will not stand still. I'm not backing up. I ain't regretting nothing. I'm moving forward. Talk about me, laugh at me, laugh at the ministry, put us down. It don't matter. We're moving forward by faith into what God has designed this ministry to do, and nothing will come against it. Amen. Come on, amen. I believe we need radio. We need to stay on the radio. We need television. We need outreach. We need bus ministry. We need senior citizen ministry. We need drug rehabs and halfway houses. We need people to write books, and we need people to declare the kingdom. We need people to own businesses and people to write checks. I wish somebody would help me this morning. We need people to be faithful to the house of God and come to church and plug in and get lit up and get rooted and grounded into the destiny of their life. Somebody that would be willing to take a message to a lost and dying world. God didn't call you to sit on a pew. You say, well, you're just lucky I'm here today. No, you're blessed that you made it today, because God wants to shake you from the complacency of your life. I want to do whatever we need to do to reach every household, to reach every part of this city, every part of this community with the love of God that changes lives. I want every broken person not to know that they can be healed. I want every person that's been betrayed and stabbed in the back and hurt by somebody to know that that's not the end of relationships, that they can come up out of that clay, out of that mud, and God can heal them in their heart and cause them to love again, cause them to trust again, cause them to be made whole again. They don't have to let the betrayal define their life through the rest of their life and live in a place of depression. No, they can live in a place of acceptance and love. I want people to know that God's heart is big, that he's a good God and not a bad God, that he likes to do good things to his children. He likes to bless us and love us and care for us. He wants to be involved in our life. That's what I want people to know. Hallelujah. I believe, listen, I believe the local church is God's primary expression of kingdom advancement in the world. I know there's para-ministries. I know there's prophetic ministries. I know there's apostolic ministries. But let me just declare this to you. It is the church that God put as a foundation to declare kingdom advancement. All those other ministries come out of the church. God loves the church. I don't like it when people insult the church. I don't like it when people say, well, I just don't. I can have church at home. I can just watch TV. No, you can't. I'm there with you in spirit. Don't tell me you're there with me in spirit. Get your body where your spirit is. He said, present your body as a living sacrifice. He didn't say, present your spirit as a living sacrifice. He said, get your body down there. Go live the word of God. Hallelujah. God wants you to be planted in a local church. Why? So you can be rooted and grounded so you can bear fruit. He said, blessed are those that are planted. They shall flourish in the courts of the Lord. Come on, how many know you got to get planted? You know what happens when you plant something and you uproot it and you plant it and you uproot it and you plant it and you uproot it and you plant it? You know what? The root system gets dwarfed. You do that to an orange tree, you won't get one orange. You got to get planted and you got to get rooted and you got to let your roots get deep into the call of God on your life. And you got to get united into a ministry that has purpose and destiny that you can connect with. And do it in faith. Hallelujah. Well, that's why we get planted, so we can move this thing forward. I'm telling you, Kim and I can't do it. Me and Ed can't do it. Me and Mike can't do it. There's no way. I can barely manage 10 people, let alone myself. I have more conversations with myself than I do with anybody. Self, knock it off. Self, line up with the word. Self, what are you doing? Self, praise the Lord. I got to preach to myself. It takes all of us to see this thing come forth. I've just come to the conclusion, if we're not upsetting somebody, then we're not doing something right. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. God said there's a movement coming. How many realize in the New Testament that there are two things that happen that make Jesus' ministry an incredible movement? There are things that need to be identified with what we're doing here in this house. And the first one was this: because of the way he touched people's lives, he created in people this probably ain't even a real word, so school teachers don't get mad, this attractional ministry. People were attracted to what he was doing. They were attracted to it. They said things like, come and see. Come check this out. Jesus met this woman in John chapter 4 at a well, and she's there for all kinds of reasons. And how many know back then it was not common for a woman to go to a well by herself? She obviously had been ostracized. People knew her background. People knew what she'd been up to, and nobody wanted to hang out with her. So she's down there at the well, and she's getting water by herself. She probably didn't have a very good reputation. She's drawing water by herself, and Jesus sits on the well, and he asks for a drink of water. And that's the second thing. Him being a Jew, he should have never been alone with a Samaritan woman. He wouldn't do that. That's against the law in that day. Huh? But all of a sudden, he begins to unfold her life. And the reason he begins to unfold her life to her is because you are, listen to me, you are received the way you are perceived. People will receive you the way they perceive you. If you come off like you're all full of yourself and you know everything, then everybody's going to think you're just a proud peacock. Huh? They'll smile and grin and nod. Oh, that's wonderful. You just praise God. Yes, praise God. And they walk away and you go, oh, it's like they never shut up. They've done everything you could ever do in the ministry. They probably just raised a dead person this morning. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about, don't you? Huh? You don't know if they're raising dead people or they're having good dreams. So all of a sudden he begins to unfold his life, and she looks at him while they're having this conversation, and it's about worship because she's wanting to give Jesus this theological argument. And I'm telling you, man, how many know if you're going to get in an argument with Jesus about theology, that's not a good person to be arguing with about theology? Huh? Jesus really ain't even interested in arguing theology. He's more interested in relationship. Because listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, the problem with the Treasure Coast today is not bad theology. That's not the problem. We don't need to argue theology. The issue today is the same issue that that woman at the well had. She had an empty heart. She was a broken person.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
And Jesus begins to dialogue with her and communicate with her, because how many know Jesus can carry on the conversation about anything. Theology, and he's talking with her, and as she begins to dialogue with her, she says, I perceive that you're a prophet. You know a lot of stuff. You must be a prophet. And Jesus goes, well, if you perceive me as a prophet, then you're going to receive me as a prophet. And he begins to prophesy, and he says, I'll prophesy to you. You've had five husbands, and the guy you're living with now, you're not married to. Come on, somebody, amen. That point, she's probably wishing she had perceived him as a teacher. And when she perceives him that way, he ministers to her. And the Bible says that she begins to drink from a different well. Jesus had asked her for water, and he begins to give her another kind of water, the living water. And she begins to drink from it. And he tells her that when you drink from this water, it will satisfy you. You won't hunger anymore, and you won't thirst anymore for the things of the world. It's going to satisfy you. When you drink from that well, you don't go home with a lustful attitude for the things of the world. You don't hunger after the things that you feel like are going to meet your need that later on you figure out don't meet your need, because 2 hours, when you did it 2 hours later, you're wanting to do it again because it really didn't satisfy you. I mean, that's what goes on with drugs. I mean, you can do one line of cocaine, it'll satisfy you for about 10 minutes, and then you got to have another and another and another and another, and pretty soon you don't have a car and you don't have a job and you don't have a family and you ain't got no place to live and you're out on the street because you've been going after something in life that makes you feel really, really good, but it cannot satisfy you. Amen. Hear me today. Jesus is the only thing that can satisfy you. He made you. He knows what you need. He's the only thing that can satisfy. Somebody shout, he can satisfy me. And she's sitting at the well, and she's there. She's leaving the well. This is all in John chapter 4 if you want to go read this. And as she's leaving the well to go back into the city, the disciples are on their way out of the city, and all the Bible school students, all the bishops that have been hanging out with Jesus, that have been learning from Jesus, they're coming out of the city, and their report to Jesus was, there ain't nothing happening in that town, Lord. It's 4 months till harvest. Ain't nothing going on. These people ain't going to receive you. And as they're telling Jesus this, what happens is Jesus looks past them and he says, look, the fields are white unto harvest. Look out there. And they turn around and they see this woman that had been at the well, that drank from everlasting water, that touched Jesus and was satisfied, coming back out of the city with the whole city in tow, following her back out to Jesus. Because she went to the city and she said, I met a man who told me things he couldn't have possibly known. Come and see this man who gave me water to drink, that met me in my need, that satisfied my soul. You got to come out of the city and check this out. Somebody shout, come and see. Hallelujah. That's what an encounter with Jesus does. It's attractional. He told me all things. Listen, people come by this church I don't know how many times and drive by. They don't know what's going on here because ain't nobody really told them. We see salvations take place in this church all the time. We see miracles take place in this church all the time. We've seen people with stage 4 cancer healed in this church. We've seen people with hepatitis C completely healed and drug free. We've seen marriages put back together. We've seen children return home that were lost and strung out on crack cocaine that the city had given up on, that the jail had given up on, and a broken mama still at home crying out to Jesus. We've seen those kids get made whole and return home. But somebody's got to tell somebody. Come on, help me, amen. Somebody's got to tell somebody what makes this place different and how people get healed down here. Because it ain't about the carpet or the brick screens or the chairs. It's about the power of God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. It's about the power of God. We got to be attractional. We got to keep telling people, come and see, come and see. Come look what God can do in your life. Come look how he changed me. I was a robot. I'd get up on Monday and go to work for 5 days and cook out on Saturday and lay around on Sunday and go back to work. I got 10 years of existence like that. A life of no meaning. Goals that seem to be aimless now because I've gotten older. Let me tell you something. When you tap into Jesus Christ, your life will come into so much purpose. Some of y'all in here know what I'm talking about this morning. We got to keep telling people about Jesus. Come and see. And when they come and see, he better be here. Amen. He'll be here because you're here. Because he's in you. We carry him. We're his expression of love to the world. We're salt and light. We bring flavor to the earth. Come on, somebody, amen. Amen. See, Jesus said to her, he said, listen, he said, come and see. And then he said, go and tell. Go and tell. We got to get out of the four walls and go and tell. Because we're not just people that attract, that are attractional. We're people that have mission. God's called us to be mission-minded. We got to be on a mission. Somebody say, I got to be on a mission. That means that you and I got to make it hard for anybody to go to hell from the Treasure Coast.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Meyers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.